Well, now during our Dream Team interview, he's going to head up to Cameron and talk with Cameron head football coach Jeff Wallace. And Jeff, a couple players nominated for the KMZU Dream Team, both made the team. And let's talk first of all about your quarterback, junior Tyler Campbell. What can you tell me about Tyler?
Tyler is an awful good leader for us. He's one of our lieutenants, we call him, or captains, what a lot of people do. We kind of have a little system where we give him some leadership training, that type of stuff, in the summertime. And we let them take over and kind of steer the ship, if you will. Great leader on and off the field. I think we found out what his worst to us was when he got a concussion against Chillicothe and wasn't able to play the next two games. You know, we're having to kind of, we played two different quarterbacks next two and had to do some different things offensively than what we would rather do. And it was just a rough couple of games. So, you know, his worth to us was really shown there when he wasn't around for those two games. But off the top of my head, I think he had rushed for around 800 and threw for around 900 and was responsible for over 30 touchdowns.
So for us. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, for us, I'm just saying he's pretty darn valuable to us.
Well, so he's both a good runner and a good passer, right, Coach?
Yeah, I think he's probably your ultimate definition of a dual threat quarterback. He would be it.
Well, you know, when you talk about Tyler being a leader, and it's always good to have somebody step up and be a leader on your team. You need that to have a successful season, and even more impressive when it's an underclassman, and he's just a junior, isn't he?
Yeah, we're very lucky. We just had three seniors on our football team, so we've got, you know, obviously most of them back, and we got our key leaders back for next year too, and, you know, Ty being one of them. You know, he's already done some things leadership-wise, heading us into the off season with kids in the weight room and in their weight classes and that type of stuff. So it's been fun to work with him. It really has. I coach the quarterbacks, and that's kind of my thing. You know, when we early on, because it was such a drastic change what we were going to be doing on offense, some of the things that they have done, we kind of butted heads a little bit. You know, he's a competitor at the ultimate level. He really is. And you know, things started to turn a little bit. He had some success. He really took a hold of this offense, and everything that we do offensively, you're going to make a read somewhere somehow. And by the end of the year, he was as good at it as anybody's ever been, honestly.
Well, and your defensive player of the year was Cameron Hedgepath, a linebacker, and he's also a junior. Tell us about Cameron.
Yeah, Cam is a kid who has played. He's had his hand down at different times and played some positions down. He's played some linebacker. He was actually been a skill position kid offensively for us all year. We needed him to play down, and he went down and played and didn't say a word and did whatever we asked him to do. You know, defensively, he was our leader. And there was, in many cases, as we had some injuries in the middle of the year, that if Cameron would throw and miss, I knew we were in trouble. We just didn't have anybody else there against the good football teams in the conference that were going to be able to make a play. And I think off the top of my head, he had 141 total tackles, 59 assists, 80-some, 59 solos, 89 or 80-some assists. I can't remember, we had our banquet yesterday. But that's absolutely tremendous for a linebacker in high school football. And we expect him, and he expects to be even better a year from now.
Well, and linebackers, that guy sometimes roams on defense and follows the ball, and it sounds like he did that pretty well.
Yeah, he's a ball hawk. You know, he reads his keys, he does what he's told to do, and he's athlete enough to get to the ball. You know, when he did get fooled, again, he was athlete enough to scramble, make a play, and still get in on the tackle. And we have a saying around here, it's 4-6 A to B. We're going to play as hard as we can for 4 to 6 seconds while we get from point A to point B as fast as we can. And he embodies that. He really, really does. When he's in practice, when he's in the game, you can't tell a difference. That young man plays 4-6 A to B every snap.
Well, and nice thing about both Tyler and Cameron, both of them back next year.
Yeah, that's the nicest thing about that is we have leadership. We've got kids who've been there, done that over and over, and they're going to make everybody else around them better on the field. And that, to me, that's the key characteristic of a leader.